And a cane similar to a rod was given to me, while saying, Get up and measure the sanctuary of God, and the altar, and those who are worshipping in it. And reject the court which is outside the sanctuary, and do not measure it, because it was given to the nations, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. And I will give to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days dressed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone wishes to harm them, fire comes out of their mouth and consumes their enemies. And if anyone should wish to harm them, he is bound to be killed in this way. These have the authority to shut the sky, so that no rain may fall during the days of their prophecy. And they have authority over the waters, to turn them into blood, and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they wish. And whenever they finish their witnessing, the beast that is coming up out of the abyss will make war against them and overcome them and kill them. And their corpses lie on the street of the great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where indeed their Lord was crucified. And people from many races and tribes and tongues and nations look at their corpses for 3 days and a half, and they do not allow their corpses to be placed in a tomb. And the inhabitants of the earth rejoice over them, and are glad, and they send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented the inhabitants of the earth. And after the 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those watching them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying to them, Come up here. And they went up to heaven in the cloud, and their enemies watched them. And in that hour a great earthquake occurred, and a tenth of the city fell, and 7,000 names of men were killed in the earthquake, and the rest became terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe passed. Behold, the third woe is coming soon. And the seventh angel blew, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of the world has become our Lord's and his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever. And the 24 elders sitting on their thrones before God fell down on their faces and worshipped God, saying, We thank you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken up your great power and have come to reign. And the nations were angry, and your anger has come, also the time for the dead to be judged, and to give the reward to your servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear your name, to the small and to the great, and to destroy those who are destroying the earth. And the sanctuary of God in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his sanctuary, and there were flashes of lightning, and noises and thunders, an earthquake, and a great hail.